Blog Talk Radio.
Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all of your realty, business, financial, entertainment, and networking needs. We would like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. Have you spread the word today? Hello, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Big here, your host for today. As big thinkers, we all have a couple of things in common. We'll call them the ABCs of success. Big thinkers take action. Big thinkers build. And big thinkers commit. In order for your business to become successful, you have to incorporate your ABCs with various tools that are at your disposal. Luckily, to level the playing field, most, if not all, of these tools are free. So let's examine your tools. T-O-O-L-S. In prehistoric times, there came to pass an era where men used the faculties given them to benefit simple endeavors that were commonplace. Some of those first instruments were the feet and legs, arms, hands, eyes, ears, and mouth. We used our feet and legs as tools to walk, kick dirt, run, arms and hands to drink water, climb, throw, and push, mostly things dealing with survival. As time progressed, we thought of more ingenious ways to hunt and eat. We form tools. As we evolve, those tools have evolved from yelling through two cans and a wire phone line to a cell phone, from our palms for drinking water and carrying to a cart to a car. So why are tools needed now, and how can we use basic and advanced tools to further our goals? Let's break the word tools down. Time, open mind, opportunity, liquidity, and system. T is for time, a period of work of an employee or the pay for it, working hours or days or an hourly or daily pay rate. Now everyone has but 24 hours to accomplish their daily goals. It is important to maximize our time so that we can get the majority of our work done in as little time as possible. What time-saving tools do you use? Cell phone, computer, car, email. All of these tools are efficient, but setting aside time for specific things is most important. Today, choose to divide your work week into segments by day and hour and see how much free time you can allot yourself, because it is with this free time that you allot yourself that you use to build the business, which is you. O is open mind. Open, relatively free of obstructions to sight, movement, or internal arrangement. Mind, the element, part, substance, or process that reasons, thinks, feels, wills, perceives, and judges. Are you allowing yourself to step out of your comfort zone to learn things or explore things that may benefit your business? You will find that if you do something totally out of the ordinary, that it will give ideas that can strengthen your thinking into those out-of-the-box answers you may need to move to your next level. O is also for opportunity, a good position, chance, or prospect, as for advancement or success. As you continue to think out of and expand your box, you will notice small things that can increase your net worth. Most of the time, it is right opposite of you, and you need to bring unity to make it happen. Opportunity. L is for liquidity, available cash, or the capacity to obtain it on demand. Are you starting a liquid account? Sometimes opportunity may cost, but it is well worth the price if you have the cash and system to take advantage of it. How is your credit? We've had many big thinkers on our show who can assist you with that. Just look through our archives and you'll see the keyword dealing with credit so that you can listen to those big thinkers, visit their websites, get in touch with them, and let them know you've heard of them on Think Big Radio. And system also happens to be the last part of your tools. System, any formulated, regular, organized, and coordinated or special method or plan of procedure. Everything that you see happens to be part of a system. Most systems work effortlessly and can run on autopilot without you. Think about it. Your watch is an intricate system that tells time. A hammer has a system for implanting and pulling out nails. You have a system for putting on your socks and shoes. Yeah, that's a system. So think about what you want your business to accomplish. What's your end game? Now take that concept and break it down into your HOW. Get feedback from other big thinkers. Pardon me, I'm always receiving phone calls. Get feedback from other big thinkers who may be able to assist you when it comes to your system. It is by far one of your most important tools. By the way, as with all tools, they need to be cared for properly, so make sure you keep those tools well lubricated by T, talking about your product or service. O, observant. Be aware about the industry around you and its changes. O, ownership. Take ownership for your choices. L, love. In this you will find peace and the correct ways to become successful. S, simplicity. Keep it simple so everyone can understand it. This is Big. Big I am. Thanks, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Hope to hear from you again soon. Thanks for thinking big.